Okay, B'siyata Dishmaya, what we're going to do today is Tafnun Beis, and that is the Zman HaGolas Kelim. We discussed all the things in terms of the requirements of the Kli and the nature, the different types of Hechsher, but there are unique halachos in regards to the timing of HaGolas Kelim that come back to a lot of important Yisodos in Isser V'Heter. And I would like to start also Simin Kuf Chav Beis as well in Mirtzah Hashem. Okay, so says the Mechaber. Yesh li zar lahagil kodem shach amishis kidei shlo yitzarech ledakdek im hakelim b'nei yoman olav. The Mechaber points out that there is a fundamental difference between Hagolas Kelim prior to the Zman Iser of Erev Pesach. The Achronim point out, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that Minat Torah, the Zman Iser, only begins at Chatzos, but we already start the Iser Achila already from the fifth hour. So the Mechaber here says, Kodem Shah Hamishis, that there you should be careful, it's a Eitza Yu'utza, it's suggested that one should be careful to do the Hagolah prior to the Zman Iser. And what we're going to have is a bunch of differences between the standard that's necessary for Hagolah, whether one does it prior to Zman Iser or after the Zman Iser. So if you take a look in our outline, first I'll show it to you in the outline, and then we're going to do it inside. In our outline, we point out that there are four differences between the Zman Iser and prior to the Zman Iser for four different issues. Number one, we know that when you have a case of Hagolah, so you have the Iser being expunged. It's going to go into the water. It goes into the water. So when it goes into the water, could that Iser go back into the Kli? It could very well be that when it comes to the Hagolah, that you'll have a problem. And that problem is you have a utensil that is holding the water for Hagolah, and you have the Kli that you're kashering and you're putting it inside. The Iser goes out, the Chametz goes out, but how are we assured that the Chametz is not going to go back in? Now, the way in which we could be assured that, one way is to be makpid, to be careful that there's shishim. So it could very well be that when it comes to the threshold of needing how much water you need, it might be dependent on the time of Iser prior to Heter. And we'll see that there are poskim who say that if you have a bunch of kelim that go inside the water and each one of them is giving off the Iser, so then in such a case that's going to be a problem if there isn't shishim kineged kelim. Another distinction that one needs to take into account when it comes to Hagolah is whether the tam that goes out is tam isur or tam pogum. So if the kli that you're kashering is an eino ben yomo, so then in such case you have no concern about that tam asering anything else. But if it's a ben yomo, then it'll be a problem. Another issue that you need to be concerned about, which you might differentiate between whether it's before Iser or after Iser, is the rule of ID depolat eina boleya. And that is that when you have the kli that is expunging the Iser, so then in such a case, it's not boleya. So that's fine. But what happens if you leave the kli around for an extended period of time, and it already expunged all the Iser, then Iser might go back inside. So for these reasons, number one, we're concerned that the tam is going to go back simply because it's gone out. Eventually, it's going to go inside. And especially if you're not careful that you allow it to sit for a while, and if the kli is a ben yomo, all of those things are concerns in kashering kelim. The moment in which you kasher it before the Zman Isur, so many of these problems are going to fall away. In other words, even if you didn't have shishin, it could very well be that it's still going to be okay. So that's what the Mechaber is saying over here. He says, Yesh Lazar Lahagel Kli Kong Sham Shishis. Why? Number one, if it's Kodim Shah Shishis, he says, then you don't have to be concerned about if it's going to be a Ben Yomo, it's going to still be okay. Number two, even if there isn't Shishim of the water connected the Kli, it's also going to be okay. Says in the parentheses, the Rama says, Om Yesh Shishim Mayim Negi Kli Shemagel Olav. V'chein, another thing, imagel kelim shebliyasam huetis im kelim shebliyasam meruba. What about the fact that if you might have a kli that's already done with its ID detarid liflat, because it has a little bit amount of iser, and there's another kli that's inside that you're kashering simultaneously, that takes longer to push out its iser, so its iser is coming, of chametz is coming out, the kli that has a shorter amount of iser, or less amount of iser, it's going to start absorbing. So all of these things are concerns when, in general, you're kashering. But when you do it before Isser, then things are going to get better. What's going to get better? We'll talk in a shortly. V'chein imashe kelim b'toch hayor yosem idai. V'ein imashe osa kol kach. What happens if you put the kelim into the water too long? So then the Isser could go back in. V'chein kedei shelo yitzarech lizar shelo yinuch ma'amayim risichasan. And also, if the water is going to be bubbling, so then in such a case, then you don't have to worry about, you know what, let me come back to the Chen Kedei. Let me leave that, because that's going to be a different explanation. The Rama over here adds something, which in Mishnah Berurah we're going to need to explain what the Rama is adding, so we're going to get back to that as well. Continues the Mechaber, Shelo Yachnis HaKelim Ad Shir Tichu HaMayim. And that you shouldn't put the kelim in until the water is going to be hot. What does that mean? So Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tess says, Ratzal Lomar, Dimagil la'achar zman iser, ein nachon la'achnes kli, kolim shi'artichu ha'mayim, av shi'ishu b'socho ad shi'artichu mitam, shelo yiv la'oz me'agola shi'esh ben pleitas kelim. We're going to be concerned that if you're going to put a kli inside the water, and the water is not bubbling, so then in such a case, then before it even does the process of heksher, it's going to absorb more iser. And then it's going to be a ben yomo of iser. And we want to have the kli to be an eina ben yomo. And if you're going to do it after the zman iser, then also you have to be concerned that the larger kli, the kli that you're doing the kashering in, this is a smaller kli, this is the larger kli, that's going to absorb the tan iser. And if you do it kodem zman iser, many of these things we're not going to have to worry about. So let's see how the Mishnah Berurah spells out Sifkat and Aleph. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Lizar, Tam Lazeh, Dihine Inyan Hagolahu, Derisichas Hamayim Motzias Habalua Mikli. Aval Yesh Lachush, Deme Acher Shemotzias Habalua, Yachsev Yivla Bikli, Mashapolta. You have to be concerned that the Issa that went out is going to go back in. So therefore, the poskim suggest, let's say we're talking not about chametz on Pesach, we're talking about pork. So if we're talking about pork, you should only kasher a kli that absorbs pork, that's an eina ben yomo. Or another suggestion, even if it's not an eina ben yomo, but if there's shishin, they'll be mevatel. On this, the Mechaber is saying, in other words, all of the concerns that the Mechaber had above, that the Yisr might go back in, and so on and so forth, is not a concern why it went prior to the Yisr. Mishum, da'azu lo adayin, halohu adayin zman heter chametz, davinat barnat teira. So if you have kodim zman Yisr, so then in such a case, you have not barnat de teira, and therefore the hainu atam shel chametz shekiblu akelim mitchila yishel heter. So you have the tam. Here's the kli that is chametz stick. Its tam goes into the water, and the water might put it back into the kli. You're concerned about that, but at the end of the day, you don't have to be concerned because there was nesinas tam into the kli, from the kli into the water, and from the water back into the kli. Now, if this is so then at the end of the day, really, you don't need all of the mechaber's conditions, even when you have, once you have nat bar nat de teira. In other words, all you need to do is just make sure that it's prior to the Zman Isser, and you don't have to worry about all these things. Now, even if it was already Zman Isser, we're going to spell in the Mishnah Berurah, it could be that if you take care of some of these things, it's going to be enough, even if it's not Parnat Isura, and that we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah shortly. Okay. Now, there is a fundamental question that the Poskim all ask on this. It's in your booklet. The Magen Avram asks a fantastic question. And the Gra also asks this question. Yeah. The Magen Avram is towards the middle of your booklet. In Tafnun Beis Aleph. So we said that the halacha is that if it's not Barnat Yisura, then in such a case you have to worry about Ina Ben Yomo. But if it's not Barnat Teira, then it's fine. So Frek the Magen Avraham Gevaldik Akasha. Is Chametz not Barnat Teira or Chametz is not Barnat Yisura? Mm-hmm. Exactly. According to the Ramah, who holds that the halacha is that we're machmir on Isura Bala, according to many Rishonim, that say they have to be choshev. You know what, let's not put Mechaber Ramah, because that itself gets us into some problems. Let's just say, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that Paskins L'chadchila, that we have to be choshev, Chametz is Isura Bala, so then in such a case, even if it's prior to the Zman Isser, we should say that's Isura Bala. So that's the Magen Avraham Sifkatan Aleph, Imakelim. In other words, the Mechaber presented that the way in which you could solve all of the possible problems of the Iser going back into the Kli is that it's not Iser. And that means that's prior to Chatzos, prior to the Zman Iser of the Chametz. But we consider Chametz Isura Bala. So Rabosa, you might fall out of your chair, or if you're holding in Iser Behetar, I think you should fall out of your chair when you hear the Magen Avraham's answer. Take a look at this answer of Magen Avraham. Three lines from the bottom, again, it's halfway through our booklet in Tafnun Beis. Magen Avraham says that here there are so many nesinas tams. Enachanami, Isura Bala into the Kli. This is Isura Bala even on Purim. And therefore, when you do Agolas Kalim, you have not Barnati Isura. But let's now start counting tamim, says the Magen Avraham. One time was the chametz into the kli. Second time was the time of chametz out of the kli into the water. Third time is from the water back into the kli. That's been all of our concerns. That it's going to go back into the kli. It's going to go into the yora, etc. That's where all the... Says the Magen Avraham, harbe tamim. Rabosai, the prima godim, this I'm surprised at myself that I never discussed when I've done these halachos previous with the Chevra. Could be I alluded to it, but I didn't have this Prima Gadim photocopied. The Prima Gadim in Sif Katan Aleph says, is that consistent what we learned in Hilchos Basar B'Chalav? Not Barnati Surah. Do you ever remember counting how many times? We always said that Not Barnati Surah is Asr La'olam. So says the Prima Gadim that this is against the Shach and the Taz. If you take a look at the Eish L'Avram Divar Maskel in, he says, Va'ayin Yoredeya. First word online is the Havib. And it doesn't say Ayin Yoredeya, but it says Vav Ayin Yudalid. Va'ayin Yoredeya Tzadihei. Bitazu Vishach. Da Osir Ligrom Lechatchila Nat Barnat. Mash Mahav Harbe Nesinas Tam. So he says that many Nesinas Tams are Osir. We've learned that Nesinas Tam is Osir across the board. So what emerges is that there is a Magen Avraham who says not that way. There's a Magen Avraham who says that the halacha is that if you have so many different Nesinas Tams, and the Prima Gadim counts these Nesinas Tams over here, if you have many of them, so then in such a case, even the Magen Avraham already, he says, Demortel Chatchilu BePesach, Davi Shalosh Nesinas Tam, Shtayim Kelim Umayim. So you have all these different Nesinas Tams going to so many different directions. If you count up the Magen Avraham's Nesinas Tams, that will be Mutter. But we learned, according to the Shach and the Taz, that the halacha is that it is Aser. The Chazon Ish has a very interesting answer. I'll just tell you where it is. It's in Kuf Yutes Yudalit. It's in your booklet. That's the Chazon Ish has an interesting teretz. I thought that you could give a Gishmak Alamda teretz. I didn't find any Achron give this teretz, but I think maybe we could suggest the following Chiddush. When we call something Isura Bala, does that mean it's now Isur? Or when we look at it on Pesach, we say, since its name was Chametz, we call it Isura Bala. So there are really two ways to understand Isura Bala. Does Isura Bala mean that even on Erev Pesach, it already has an identity of Isur? Or when we want to get rid of it, then we have to look at it as having a standard of Isura Bala. The Ritva, I think it's in your booklet at the end. Yes. At the end of the booklet, the Ritva in Avodah Zarah, and Af Ayin Vav Amin Aleph, he says as follows. He says, Chametz bePesach sheNivla b'Sakin, Chametzu v'Shem Chametz Alav, Elo she'adayin lo chal olav zman Isuro. He says, he's explaining Isura Bala, that you could call Chametz Isura Bala, that even it has a Shem Chametz, even though the Zman Isur hasn't Adayin Lochal Zman Isuro Olav. The time of Isur hasn't yet started. So I want to say that maybe we could squeeze out of this Ritva that Chametz is not considered Isura until Pesach, and therefore when it comes to Nat Barnat, you could still call it Nat Barnat Dehetera. You could still call it Nat Barnat as long as it's Erev Pesach. It's a prior to Pesach. Only by the Zman Isur is it called Nat Barnat Isura. However, when we're looking at the Kli about how to expunge the Isur, then for Pesach itself, because when it comes Pesach, it's going to be called Isur, so then in such a case, it has a higher standard. Okay, that's my Lamda Sheteretz. You could take it or leave it. But you have the Magen Avraham's answer. I guess I feel bad that I haven't really given you an answer that works according to Shach and the Taz, except my own teretz. So I'll just tell you the Chazon Ish's teretz. The Chazon Ish, I mentioned to you, it's in Kuf Yates Yudalit. The Chazon Ish says that Nat Barnat the Isura, everybody agrees, is a lower level of Isur. It's weaker. For sure, Nat Barnat is a lower level of Isur. And therefore, when it comes to kashering Kalim, so then in such a case, prior to the Zman Isur, that's all you have to get out. In other words, that when the Zman Isur is there, so then you've got to get everything out. But when it comes to prior to the Zman Isur, so it's not going to Aser the other Kalim because it's already Chalash. But once the Zman Isur starts, then it's going to be different. Okay, the truth is the Kasha, all three of the answers are a little bit difficult. The Kasha is really stronger than the Teretz. The Be'er Halacha discusses this in Dibra Maskel She'ein. And the Be'er Halacha, really, because of this Kasha, the Be'er Halacha comes out L'chumra. Let's take a look at the Be'er Halacha in She'ein Tzrichin, halfway through. Ulefize be'echa mishnei dvarim she'aveis mishnei brura dehainu she'akelim einu binyoma o she'yachshu ha'yolah gedol v'yibashish nevat alkeim she'magilim ba'al she'zeik b'din sarech lizar b'zeh afilu kishim magilim b'zman heter chametz medina. The Be'er Halacha, because this kasha is so strong, says, I don't want to simply rely on the fact that it's not barnata etera. Because at the end of the day, chametz is isura bala. And since chametz is isura bala, he says the halacha would be that you should only do hechsher kelim if the kli is an eino ben yomo. Or that you have to make sure that there's shishim keneged the utensil. According to a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, what would the simple reading be? The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch would be you don't have to worry about nothing because it's not barnat te'etera. Okay. I told you that there was something in the Mechaber that I was going to leave to explain. So the Mechaber, when he says, V'chein k'dei shelo yitzarach lizar shelo yinuchu hamayim mirisichasan. If you're going to allow the water to no longer boil and cool down a little, so then the iser could go back into the kli without it being mukshar. And the Rama that actually doesn't disagree, the Mishnah Berurah explains, he agrees that if it's lower than boiling, then hagol is not going to work, and then you have to be concerned that the tamu iser is going to go back into the utensil. Okay, so let's review what we had. We had many, many concerns about an iser going back into the utensil. The simple reading of the Mechaber and Rama is you don't have to be concerned about that at all prior to Zman Iser. We had the Kasha, the Magen Avram, and because the Magen and the Gra also has the same Kasha, and because of that, the Hachra of the Mishnah Berurah is do one of two things. Either make sure that's Eina Ben Yomo, or have the utensil to be very large, the one that's the vat that's doing the Haggalah, and have the water shishim keneged the kli. You have one of those two suggestions, which is the way people are noeg lemaisa. They'll noeg like this Mishnah Berurah, and that is if you go to any Haggalah's kelim place, they should ask you, is it a ben yomo? If you say it's a ben yomo, they will send you away. They'll send you home. Say, come back tomorrow. Problem is, if tomorrow's already Acher Zman Iser, it still might have other issues as well. But it is helpful even for after Zman Iser that it should be Tam Pogum. Yes. Oh, so we're going to see that is actually very controversial. There are some who do that. By the way, my Shabbos Hagadol Drasha was on dishwashers and the soap that we discussed. In other words, some that's not poshut, whether you're allowed to be pogim lechatchila altogether. That's a fascinating question. I didn't speak as much about that over here. I spoke about it in Shul. If you remember, the Rama said, I touched on it. The Rama says that the halacha is that you're not allowed to use a utensil that had shampoo inside. And so the question is, but isn't the Tam Pogum? So we gave the answer of the Tzvila Tzadik. So that's a question in regards to whether that's an Eitzah. But we also alluded to that Rav Nevinzal did say as combining with other factors, you could also use that, but we're going to see, since I already am addressing what you said, Josh, we're going to see towards the end of Tafnun Beis that lechatchila, you're really not supposed to have anything but water itself. So that's a question of lemaisa, how to do hagolas kelim, because that's the tension. On the one hand, we're going to see that lechatchila, you're not supposed to have anything else inside. On the other hand, if you add a tam pogum, then you're going to solve yourself for those problems. That's sort of a tension that exists. But yes, that could be a possible solution. All right. Okay. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yud, what he paskins, what we just saw in the Be'er Halacha Dibra Maskul She'ein, that you should have one of these two things. Okay. What happens, though, if we're talking about that it's already after the Zman Iser? So continues the Rama. The Rama says, V'in lo higil kol dem Zman Isura. What happens if it's already after Zman Iser? Yochel lahagil ad Pesach. You could do Haggalah up until Pesach. She'oz chameis b'mashu v'in mo'al Haggalah she'chozul b'leah. Because then chametz is asr b'mashu, and then hagala doesn't work. What does that mean? Says the Mishabur and Sifkat in Yud Beis, she'az chametz mashu, ratzal omar, ve'ena mo'el afim yirtzel agila b'tol kli gadol she'esh b'shish m'me'eh neged akli levata aklipa. So what's your Eitzah? That you're going to do Hagala, and you're going to say, no, I'm not concerned that the Eitzah is going to go back in, because there's Shishim Keneged, but I don't care. The water is now going to become Aser. Once the water becomes Aser, you're stuck. So the bottom line is, Rabosai, you can't do Hagala on Pesach itself. You can do Hagala with many more conditions than we've had up until now, from 4 hours of Erev Pesach up until Pesach itself. The Ramah does add, Avo mutter lilabein kli tocha Pesach, but you can do libun. Why could you do libun? Because libun burns out the Yisr, so you don't rely on bittel. So when it comes to Hagolah, you're going to rely on bittel b'shishim. Okay. So says the Ramah, therefore halacha l'maisa, ukeshemagil kodem Pesach la'achar sheish, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah points out, since we're machmer from 4 hours, so every time it says la'achar sheish, it really should be 4 hours. Sarach lizar b'chol advar miskar shein, sarach lizar men kolim sheish. But once you're doing it erev Pesach, then you have to be machmer for more things. So what exactly do you have to be machmer for? So according to the Mishnah Berurah, he says everything we learned above, you have to be careful about. So what does that mean? The Ramah said, everything we learned above, you have to be machmer. What does that mean practically? So let's go through the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yugimel, and then what we're going to do is we're going to crunch how you do Haggadah prior to 4 hours of Erev Pesach, and how you do Haggadah from 4 hours to Pesach itself. Obviously, the Eitzah Yehutzah is don't wait for after 4 hours of Erev Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Achashesh, Lav Dafka, Daf Achar Dal Tzarech Lizaru, Kniska Le'el, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah doesn't mean that you have to be machmir for all of the things above. In other words, let's say you had shishim, and it was an Eina Ben Yomo, and it went down for a moment from bubbling to below. Does that, to below 212 degrees, that's boiling. Does that mean that everything is going to be a problem? So the answer is logically it shouldn't be a problem. Because even if it goes down and you're concerned now that the water is going to go back in, but you have Shishim Keneged and you have an Eina Ben Yomo. So in such a case, says the Mishnah Berurah, it could be that Lav Dafka, all of the Mechaber's concerns, that if you have one of those concerns, automatically it's Treif on Erev Pesach. Rather, continues the Mishnah Berurah, he says, maybe there's a difference between 6 hours and 4 hours, but he says, after 4 hours, Dai Shiei Zor Be'echa Mishnei Advarim, you should be careful about the following things. Dahainu, Aleph, Sheyira Shelo Yekli Shemagal Gam Yorag Dola Shemagal Socha Shneim Lo Yu B'nei Yoman. Here, you have to be careful, it's Ma'akev, that everything needs to be Eina Ben Yomo. Both the large vat you're using, as well as the Kli that you're putting in. If the large vat is Chametz stick, so then in such a case, we have to be choshesh for not bar not the Yisura. Beis, imaklisha maglu ben yomo, sar shib maim shishim nege kolosa kli levatlo. Number two, if the kli is a ben yomo, so then in such a case, then you need shishim keneged. Then you're going to need 60 times. Okay. So what is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah? One of two things. Either all of the utensils have to be Eina B'nei Yomo, or if one of them is B'nei Yomo, then you have to make sure that they're Shishim Keneged Kol HaKelim. What?
That's not different than what we
said. Oh, so how's that different than what the Be'er Halacha said in Dibra HaMaskel She'ein Tzrichim? Okay. Good question. Bli neder, I will get back to that.
Would that Eitzah work for if the bat isn't an Eitzah? Isn't it a video?
Oh, okay. So chada mitaretz chaverta. So I think these two are going to be connected. So if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, he goes on and he says va'ayin bebir halacha shebi'arnu b'shem kamachron shesom d'shnei dvarim elu haynu mashe tzrichim liyo shelo yu b'nei yom oshi b'teil b'shishin levatlon humidina afilu kodem zman iser chametz. There are some achronim who say that this already applies prior to the zman of the iser chametz. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah says that everybody is going to agree that after the zman iser, the halacha is that you need one of these two things. And if you don't, the halacha is that it's treif. However, there are some who say that since chametz is not barnati isura, you already need one of those two things already prior to the zman of iser. The nafgamina is going to be whether that's a chumrah or whether that's mi'ikr dedina. Do you need that just as a chumrah or mi'ikr dedina? This second criterion is based on a chumrah. That the Be'er Halacha says that even prior to Zman Iser, that's a chumrah that you put it to the next in. However, when it comes to post the Zman Iser, then the Halacha is that one would require mi'ikr dedina. And the Mishnah Berurah then goes even on. And he says, v'chol zeh midina, aval kfar nogu lechatchila lahachmir b'chol hachumras, v'afilu imagdo b'sho dalid o kodem. The minig is to try to do what one can to be yotze all of these chumras. In other words, what that means is we try to have the water constantly boiling so that it'll always be being machshir. We try always to have eina ben yomo. We try to always have shishim. The nafgamina between prior to the zman iser, practically halacha lemaisa, between prior to the zman iser and after the zman iser is going to be what happens if you don't have one of these two tnaim. If you don't have one of the two tnaim after Zman Iser, for sure it's chametz dik. If it's prior to the Zman Iser, it's not already the Zman Iser, so then according to the kasha of the Magen Avram, then maybe one should be machmir, but the Magen Avram has his teretz, the Chazon Ish has his teretz, I have my teretz, lahavdil, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's for sure mutter. So the nafkamina is the nafkamina of lichatchila versus bidyevet. Okay. Now, connected to your question, Eitan, I'm just worried it's going to get us too involved. I have something to say about your question. It's connected to the brackets of the Mishnah Berurah, but I'm afraid I'm going to lose everybody and maybe even myself. So I'm going to leave your question for now. Yeah. Sure.
So does that mean, if I realize that one of my kelim is not going to become an Eino Ben Yomo until after this Ma'aser, then lechatchila I should do it then?
Correct. If you're going to have shishim, you should do it then. But only if you have shishim. If you don't have shishim, unless you know for sure it's going to be able to stay boiling hot the whole time. If you know it's going to stay boiling hot, and you don't leave it in for too long, so then you would have id de tar liflat in a boleya. Okay. Now there is a fascinating question in regards to the efficacy of Eina Ben Yomo on Erev Pesach. In other words, does it help at all that the Kli is Eina Ben Yomo on Erev Pesach? So here, if you take a look at the Ramah in the Darche Moshe, the Ramah is going to summarize some of the things that we said, and he's going to say something very sharp that's going to have an interesting hashlacha lahalacha. Says the Ramah in the Darche Moshe, this is in your booklet, Tafnun Beis Beis, Venirli, the ein lahagil shum kli bePesach av sheish b'mayim shishim neged kol hakli. So this we saw in the Ramah himself. He said that once it's the Zman Isur, then it's Asur B'mashuhu, so then you can't do Hagolah. Va'av she'en akli ben yomo, me'achar d'chametz b'pesach b'mashu. Im kein lo mahani shishim, v'no sin tam lufkam, Asur b'pesach. So he says, number one, you don't have a heter of no sin tam lufkam, because no sin tam lufkam is Asur on Pesach. And number two, it's Asur b'mashu. By the way, this would be a very nice question, an entry question for Smicha. Could you do Hagolas Kalim on Pesach? It's a fun question. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that you can't do Hagolas Kalim on Pesach. Then what about Libun? The answer is yes. Libun you could do because you don't need Bittel. So you can't do Hagolas Kalim for Pesach on Pesach itself because you have the Isser Mashuhu of the Chametz. And even if, then the follow-up question would be, what about if the kli is no saint is an Eina Ben Yomo? Doesn't matter, because no saint Tam Lefgam is going to be Yosser. Now the Ramah continues and he says as follows, Umiu Kodem Pesach, Af La'achar Shei Shari. But what about after 6 hours? So, Rabosai, is Chametz Yosser B'mashu after 6 hours? So, Nisanel and I were mefalpa a little bit about this on Pesach. So this is this Ramah. The Ramah says in Taf Mem Zayin Tezvav that Chametz is not Osir B'mashuhu, Da Dain Ein Chametz B'mashu, V'gam No Sin Tam Lufgam Shari, and also No Sin Tam Lufgam is Mutter. V'chein Kosov Arashba B'tshuva, De'ein Lahagol Shun Kli B'Pesach, L'man Da'amar, De'osir No Sin Tam Lufgam B'Pesach. So if the Keli is already an Eino Ben Yomo, so then in such a case, then it's still going to be a problem because no sin tam lufkam is asur. But on Erev Pesach, the halacha is that it's still going to be mutter, there isn't an Isser Mashu, and no sin tam lufkam is going to be okay. Ah, so Rabosai, now you can understand the Sharet Zion in Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Says the Sharet Zion, really, we should not rely on one of the two possibilities. Either it's a Eina Ben Yomo, or it's their Shishim, because says the Sharet Zion the following: D'lechatchila in Sifkat Yigimel le'ina gola tov lachush l'das haposkim shesovrim d'la'achar sheish ara alayla. Gam kain also no sin tam lifgam umashu im kain al yesh lizar be'elo chomras hanal. So says the Sharet Zion, I'm going to explain to you why, really on Erev Pesach, we should even be more machmir than we said before. Dahainu. That we said before that mi'ikr didina on Erev Pesach, as long as something is no sin tam lifgam, it's an Eina Ben Yomo. Or there's Shishim Kenegdo, so then you're going to be okay. Then it's going to be okay. However, what happens if you hold that already on Erev Pesach, there's already an Isser Mashu? And what if you hold that on Erev Pesach, the halacha is that no Saint Tam Lefkam is Aser? So then in such a case, then you really are going to have to be Machmer for all of the things that the Mechaber said, which is why the Rama says Sarach Lizar b'chol advarim aniskarim. So Rabosai, we have two deos over here. We have the Rama who assumes in the Darche Moshe, the Rama says that there are many who hold that Erev Pesach you could be makel on no sin tam lefkam, as well as you could be makel on the Isser Mashu. However, and therefore, what did we paskin? We paskin, says the Mishnah Berurah, that on Erev Pesach, if you did the Hagolah and you have one of those two Tanayim, then that's going to be enough. However, the Mishnah Berurah did say, there are some who say that you have to be Machmir. Why do you have to be Machmir? Because it could very well be that if no Saint Tam Lefgam is Asur on Erev Pesach, and there's an Isser Mashu already on Erev Pesach, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that you can't rely on the fact that it's an Eino Ben Yomo. You can't rely that there's Shishim. So what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to make sure that the water is constantly hot, and that to make sure that the Isser is not going to go back. So now, no pun intended, you're playing with fire. So according to the Shita, it really is risky to do Haggalah on Erev Pesach. Halacha l'maisa, mi'ikar d'dina, you can do Haggalah on Erev Pesach. However, one should keep aware, be aware that there are some shitas that say that it is a very tenuous thing, because if the Isser goes back in, if you hold of these chumras of no Saint Tam Lufgam on Erev Pesach and the Isser Mashuhu on Erev Pesach. So it dawned on me, and I was very happy that I was mechaving to a big Talmud Chacham on the internet, that for Sfaradim it's going to be less of a problem. Josh is nodding his head, because for Sfaradim hold, no Saint Tam Lufgam is mutter. So if no Saint Tam Lufgam is mutter, so then for Sfarad on Pesach. So certainly on Erev Pesach, that would be okay as well. And I found Rabbi Yoshua Pfeffer, he's a big Talmud Chacham in Ramot, makes this point. Gishmak. Okay, so this Rabosai is what emerges over here. So are you stuck in terms of kashering on Pesach itself? So the answer is basically yes, unless you do Libun. You can't kasher, but you can do Libun. Okay, basically we've gone through everything that's important. Before the summary, there's one more halach in Tafnun Beis Dalet. The Mechaber says, Imagil bitzvas, tzvas is a tongue that's holding the kli. Yigalgal akli, you have to make sure to turn the kli within the tongue that's holding it. Demlokein bimekom atzvas lo salik dikula demaya. That if you don't turn the kli, then it's not going to be kashered. So you have to be very careful that when you put the kli in, that the kli is entirely submerged, and of course that whatever was holding the kli when going into the hot water is removed. So of course, what one should do is drop the kli inside. But if for whatever reason the person was concerned that by dropping it, that something would happen to the kli, or it would be difficult to retrieve it, and he's holding on to it, so then he has to move it around. So Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sif Katan Chaf Gimel, Ratzalom Shifateach Es Hatzvas B'tzolcha Roslin. You should open up the tongs a little. V'yechos Akliv Makom Acher. Maybe have two set of tongs, one holding, letting go, and then grabbing it with the other one. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sharetzi and Sif Katan Chaf Ches that this is based on the idea that our minig is that we're only magil the actual kli bebas achas. That lichatchila, one should try to be magil the kli bebas achas. Why is that? A very, very simple reason. Because if we're magil a kli at different times, then we have to be choshesh, that's going to be choser v'nivla. In other words, if I'm going to be magil, let's say you have a large kli. So why can't you just put the kli in on one side, and then put it in the other side? So the answer is that we try not to do that, because if we put the kli in on one side, we're concerned that when you put the kli in the other side, then the isser that came out from one side is going to go back in. In contrast, if you do it in one full swoop, so then it's less likely to happen. So that it's another important halacha lemaisa application to know lichatchila to try to do the hagala bebas achas and not to do it on two sides. I would just point out that this is a chash, and sometimes people if they're not going to do a good haggalah, they're not going to leave it in long enough. Sometimes I prefer that they do it on two different sides if there's a lot of water, than to do it so quickly that they're not going to even let go of the utensil at all. So in other words, it's not going to work if you're not going to really let go of the tongs. So lichatchila, what you should do is being held by the tongs, let go, and then grab it again. But what if you know if it's something that's very, very expensive that the person's not going to let go, if for whatever reason they're scared to let go, or the water is so hot, whatever the concern might be, I would suggest to do not like with the lechatchila of the Mishnah Berurah if you're concerned that the kli is not going to be hukshar properly. It's well known, everybody always says, that you can't be machshir the kli in two stages. So that's all, l'chatchila, l'chatchila, l'chatchila. But b'di'eved, I think it's fine if you be machshir the kli in two stages. Yes, Abby?
Well, what's the problem with doing
the two sides is like this, that we're afraid that if you're going to, that's what comes up from the Shaarat Zion, that if you're going to put it in on one side, so then the Isser is going to come out. And then when you put in the other side of the kli, the Isser is going to go in. Because you no longer have, what is the svara that we had before? We have the svara of Aydi Ditarit Liflat, it's not going to be Boleh. So as long as the whole kli is pushing out, then it's not. But if the Isser has already come out, so there's now Isser in the water. And let's say the water hasn't really reached 212 degrees. So when you're going to put the other thing back in, you're actually just going to be making a more chametz thick than before. In contrast to when you put it in once and it's 212 degrees boiling, so then you know that everything is going to be fine. You're running the risk when you do it on two sides that you're going to have now Isser in the water. You're now going to have Isser in the water, and that Isser is going to come back into the kli if that second part of the kli is not being kashered properly. Okay, Rabosa, let's go for a summary. So here we have the Piskei Tshuvas. Gives us 13 or even more, 13 ideal components of how to be machshir kelim. Number one, Aleph, page Kuf Lamed Gimel in Piskei Tshuvas. Hayorah shemagilim ba tia eina bas yomo mishimush b'chametz. That number one, the vat should be an eina ben yomo. Hamayim, number two, Josh's issue. Hamayim shebiyora yiyu Beli taruvas nozlim acherim, that it should be entirely water and no other liquids. So that is a beferish Mishnah Bura. The Mishnah Bura in Tafnun Beis Sifkat and Chav Beis has a safek if you have other water inside. Excuse me, Sifkat and Chav Vav. That other water inside the vat could be a problem.
Why?
Because maybe only water could be magil. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah by the Shaarat Zion, right after Shaarat Zion Lamed Aleph, Shematichin akli al yidei shemare yayin a wine mura b'mayim ein lahagil b'hem lechatchila rak b'mayim levad, only water alone. However, many people follow Josh's suggestion that even though the Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't have nozlim acherim, nevertheless people put dvarim hapgumim inside. So if I recall correctly, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita told me that at the end of the day he didn't think that something like a bleach would qualify as the same thing as the wine. In other words, if you're putting in something that's pogam, or you don't even have to put in that a nozel, right? You put in some type of afer or something like that. So then that might take care of the problem. So, but Josh is right. There are many people that try to take care of the issues of the isser going back in by putting a davra pogam inside. Gimel. Third thing is you have to be careful that the water be boiling and that it's bubbling. Number four, that the A should be under the water that boils. Number five, you should have shishim of the water keneged kol hakelim shemagil. In other words, sometimes they'll put in a bunch of utensils at once, especially when you're doing silverware and so on, they'll do a bunch at once. So you have to make sure that there's, again, l'chatchila, there should be shishim keneged. Number six, the kli that you're kashering should be an eina ben yomo, that we spent a lot of time discussing. You should try to put into the vat kalim whose amount of time of blia are similar when you're putting them in at once. If you have a kli that absorbed, that expunges quickly versus another kli that doesn't, and there wasn't shishim, then we spoke about the concern that's going to go back in. 8 is Nasano's question. You should do Hagalah on the Yados HaKelim as well. We mentioned 9 is what we saw in Siv Dalet, that you should do the Hagalah not at piecemeal, but you should do it all at once. 10, by the way, we did discuss last time, I won't repeat, the idea if you have very large kli, how are you supposed to do with bubbling over? 10, you should make sure the kli should stay in the water for a significant amount of time, in the sense that you shouldn't take it out immediately. So there's this balance. On the one hand, you don't want the iser to go back in. On the other hand, it shouldn't be for only a moment of time where the iser doesn't go out. I would recommend something along the lines between 3 seconds and 6 seconds, something along those lines. I didn't see that number anywhere, but intuitively that's what it seems. 11 might be based on the pasuk itself. The Torah says, Umorak v'shutaf b'mayim, Marika is hot water, and the custom is to rinse it off with cold water afterwards. That's number 11. Number 12, our minig is not to use the water afterwards. We pour out the water and don't use it for anything else. Gzeira atu, that if there was isser inside, that people shouldn't come to have hana from the isser. Number 13, there are some who are makbid to wait 3 days before Hagala, but that I think is not the custom of most. And finally, 14 is if it needs tefillah, we do the tefillah first. If you have something that needs Hagala and tefillah, you do the Hagala first, and then you do the tefillah. Ad kan tam v'nishlam simin tof nun beis. Okay, it's already late. Let's start simin kuf chav beis. Kuf chav beis should cut pretty easily for us, because kuf chav beis, we've discussed the halachas of nosein tam lefgam already in Simin Kuf Gimel. So let's just start it, and then you'll continue in Seder. The Beis Yosef tells us that we have a Gemara in Pesachim that substantiates the halacha that we learned, that a kli she'eino ben yomo is going to be asur, that we learned that Rav told us, kederos bePesach yishburu, that if you have kederos on Pesach that have been used with chametz, if they're made of clay, you're stuck. You need to break them. Now, wait a second. But didn't we learn, no sein tam lefgam, we paskin is mutter? So the answer is, there are two halachos, there's tzvei dinim. One halacha is that the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah that we're made a gzera of kli she'ena ben yomo atu ben yomo. Number two, we also learned that the Gemara tells us also in Avodah Zarah that the halacha is that no sein tam lefgam is mutter b'dieved. So Gemara, I think on Samach Vav, tells us the gzera of eino ben yomo atu ben yomo, and the Gemara paskins that the halacha is that no sein tam lefgam is b'dieved mutter. So we have this dichotomy. On the one hand, we've learned already in Isser v'Heter that if you use an eino ben yomo pat, the Mechaber tells us in the beginning of Kuf Chav Beis, Aleph, no sin tam lefgam mutter, but nevertheless, in Sif Beis, we learn, Kedera she'enu bas yoma, dehainu shesha, me'es leis mispasha bo iser, havi no sin tam lefgam, fa'filu hachi, asru chacham levasha lechatchila. But nevertheless, the chachamim said that you're not allowed to use it lechatchila. So that din is, as I told you, the Grah points out, that's from Daf Samach Zayin in Avodah Zarah, Gzeira, Otu bas yomo. Bein shabluah b'isra u'ba levashal b'heter. U'bein shabluah michalav u'ba levashal b'basar. And even if you have milk, that's a tam pogum. The halacha is you can't use it for fleshes. Benzion, I'm sorry, you had a question? Good? Okay. So this is the mechaber in Aleph and Beis. Now, it's very interesting. The lashon is lichatchila. Asru chachamim lichatchila. This rabosai is going to open us up for a possible fascinating heter. And that is, what happens if I'm not in a situation of lechatchila? What is lechatchila? Lechatchila, in the case of the Gemara, is that this was used for pork. It's not ben yomo. Can I use it now for kosher? The answer is no. Lechatchila, you can't use it. Gzeira, Kedera eina bas yomo atu ben yomo. But what happens if I'm stuck? Am I allowed to now? In other words, this was a gzeira that the Shulchan Aruch calls lichatchila. So that's an absolutely fascinating question. So already the Taz points out, the Taz in five mysterious words says, ubimarda hikilu kidil'il simin kufches sif gimel. What's going on over there? In a case of a marda is a roller, that it was impossible for them to figure out a way to do a hagalah to be machshir the kli. So, says the Gil Yomar Shah, that what the Taz means as follows, not just stam that they were make with the marda, because it was impossible for them to do agala on it, b'makom d'lo efsher lo gazru. That's what we learn in Simen Kufches Sif Gimel. And he says that if we're talking about any other iser that's an iser d'rabbanan, like b'kli cheres v'hefse meruba, yesh lahakil, tshuvas d'var shmuel, that's what the Gil Yomar Shah says. So this is fascinating. In the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it's not mefurish. The Gemara just says that we make gzeirah eina basiyomo atu ben yomo. However, the Rishonim uses the word lichatchila, you shouldn't use it. So what did the Pashas, was lichatchila mean? Lichatchila means, as opposed to b'dievet, if you already cooked the food. But maybe there's something more here in lichatchila. And that is that if you're stuck, maybe there are instances that you could be able to be makel. So that's how the Gil Yomar Shah presents this. Oh, so if pischuli pesach shel machat, fani eftach lecha pesach shel ulam, the moment in which you have this opening to say maybe there are times that if you're stuck, it's going to be mutter, so maybe you could even go further. Let's take a look at pischei tshuva sifkat and aleph. Ayin b'minchas Yaakov, heili de b'tshuvas nachlas Yaakov kosa b'shem chachmei v'nitzia, the chacham of Venice said, zeu davka b'kli matachos. Kivan de is takana ba'agola. Masha'enken klicheres de tzarech shvira havi kidievet. Umatir na'keil na'achar shim eis le'eis. So the Sefer Minchas Yaakov said that there was some chachamim in Venice who made what they felt was an error, and that is that they said, well, wait a second. When do we say that you can't use a kli at when it's an ein ben yoma? That's when you could kasher it. But if it's cheres, so then the halacha is that you—that's a case of bidyevet. Veherech lahasig al zem mikamim b'komos v'shas u'v'poskim. That there are many who rejected that. One of the rejections is going to be our Gemara. Amarat kederes b'pesach yishbaru. So lechura, there we're talking about clay utensils. So therefore, you could have just said that it was a bidyevet. However, mikol makom masik sham b'shem gadol echad to behefsim meruba yesh lahatir b'kli cheres. There were some who were matir in the case of Hefsim Meruba. Why? Because that's only Din L'chatchila. I'm reading from the Pischei Tshuva Sif Katan Aleph in Kuf Chav Beis. However, the Pischei Tshuva doesn't say that Kli Charis is mutter. Ulaniyaz Daiti Kosha Lahatir Afil B'Hefsim Meruba. To Akosav Gos Hashvi. Ahod Amar Gzeira Eina Ben Yoma To Ben Yoma. Avol Ein Lomar Atan Lufi Yishil Chatchila V'Nos Atan Lufchatchila Lufkam Lufchatchila Aser. To Akiman Shaton Shvira Havikid Yeved. So already the Agos Hashvi makes our point. If Rav said Kederes B'Pesach Yishbaru, so therefore the halacha would be what? The halacha would be that this is not considered bidyeved. That bidyeved doesn't mean that if you can't kasher. Arei behedya dafil b'klicher tzarech shvira, shuv matzasi b'prima gadin. So ultimately, but it's a fascinating approach. Once you say that the Taz had said, this was a case where it's impossible to kasher it, so maybe all Klicheris is also. There we were talking about a very particular utensil, that you're going to have to always get a new marda, so that much we're not going to ask a person to do. So maybe the same applies to Klicheris. So the Poskim say no, because that Rav said, the Farish, Kederes B'Pesach Yishbru. However, there is a Chacham Tzvi, a very famous Chacham Tzvi, that the Pischei Tshuva quotes over here in Sif Katan Beis. And it's spelled out actually much, much more clearly in Rabbi Akiva Eger's Tshuvas and in Ramosha's Tshuva. On the first page of your next booklet, this booklet is Hagalas Kelim 1, if you will. And Ramosha in the Rabbi Akiva Eger is in Simen Mem Gimel. And Ramosha is in Yaradeya, Chelek Beis, Simin Mem Vav, that the Chacham Tzvi had the following chiddush. The Chacham Tzvi said that he thought that Kli Cheres 12 months for Chametz on Pesach, you could be Mekel. So this comes up, Ramosha has his tshuva. In regards, this comes up pretty often, China as a family heirloom, let's say grandparents who weren't so careful in kashrus. And we're talking about a very, very expensive set of China. So the Chacham Tzvi had a heter by Chametz v'Pesach. Why Chametz v'Pesach? So here, fasten your seatbelts. Says the Chacham Tzvi like this. He says, the halacha is that by Yayin Nesech, the halacha is that Yayin Nesech, we assume that the tam is l'shvach for 12 months. But after 12 months, the tam is pogum. And there are cases that by Yayin Nesech, we say that after 12 months, if you leave it for 12 months, it's going to be mutter. So says the Chacham Tzvi as follows. What's the difference between Yayin Nesach and, let's say, Basar B'Chalav of China? He says, if we're going to allow somebody, when it comes to Yayin Nesach, there's no tam anymore. After 12 months, there's no tam. It's not even tam pogum. And really, when it comes to Basar B'Chalav, it should be mutter after 12 months. And really, when it comes to Chametz v'Pesach, it should be mutter after 12 months. However, he says that what's going to happen, we're going to allow people after 12 months, and then they're going to come and they're going to think that they could even after a day. And Chazal said, no, that after a day, it's going to be aser. However, when it comes to Chametz on Pesach, so there, what's going to be the chashash? The chashash is that they're going to not wait a day after Pesach? No problem, because the kli is called mutter. Rabbosai, we're after Pesach, so there's no problem. So there's no concern that when it comes to other a kli of basar b'chalav, if we allow people to do it for after 12 months, then they're going to come to be matter the day, after the day. So when it comes to Chametz on Pesach, we have no concern that they're going to be matir after the day, at least from Shmini of Pesach and on. There's no problem. So then in such a case, the halacha is that when it comes to Chametz v'Pesach, after 12 months, it's going to be mutter. What are you concerned about? That they're going to come to use it 6 months after Pesach? That's not a problem. 5 months after Pesach? That's not a problem. 4 months? Not a problem. Okay. 6 days after Pesach, that's going to be a problem. But that's the maximum problem. Let me follow the whole train of thought. So I think the smoothest place to see this Chacham Tzvi is in Ramesh's Tshuvas Chelek Gimel Simen Mem Vav. Take a look. Das Chacham Tzvi who sover the Achar Yud Beis Chodesh Leka Tam Klau Kemo Bekli Lion Umitam Ze Matir BePesach Af BeBishul Dover Charif BeKli Chamesh Shav Yud Beis Chodesh VeRak BeKli Iser Oser Kedei Shelo Yati LeShtamish LeChatchila Beinu Ben Yomo. Once we allow, says the Chacham Tzvi, once we allow 12 months, so then what are people going to think? That even after one day it's mutter. and that's going to be usur. However, when it comes to chametz b'pesach, I don't care that they think after a few days it's mutter, because it's going to be mutter. What a brilliant chacham tzi. It's going to be mutter anyhow. Now, Rabbi Kiveger brings rayas against this chashiva, but this is the line of thinking of the Chacham Tzvi. Now, so what did the Chacham Tzvi matter for us? The Chacham Tzvi was only matter for us Chametz on Pesach. Comes along Ramesha, and Ramesha says, all right, let's go a little deeper. If Yayin Nesach is mutter after 12 months, that shows us that 12 months is a halachic category, and there are three categories, not two. Up until now, we thought from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that there are two categories. One category is a day, and the other category is Eino Ben Yomo. But now we see there are three categories. Ben Yomo, Eino Ben Yomo, and a year. Now, the Chacham Tzvi said a year is going to be Aser. But at the end of the day, the year that's only Aser is only because of the Gzeira, right? Is there any Tam Iser over here, says Ramesha? There's no Tam. That's what the Chacham Tzvi was mechadish, that there's no Tam Yisr. And so it's only a Gzeira Atu. Now, what's this Gzeira Atu? So Ramesha says beautifully, take a look at Ramesha Venira Loimar. I underlined it in your photocopy. Venira Loimar, Shebetoch Yud Beis Chodesh, Gozul L'chatchila Midin Yisr Achila, Me'achar Sheyesh Shom Tama Yisr Achshu Pogum. Within Yud Beis Chodesh, then there's some Yisr, but that Yisr is Pogum. V'achar yud beis chodesh kvar kol atam lo shayach lesser af lechatchila elu hu iser ba'alma lishtamish bekelim elu kedei shelo yavo litos lishtamish af betoch yud beis chodesh. So says Rav Moshe, really these kelim are not usher at all, but it's a hanhaga of klal Yisrael in terms of ishtamshus. Says Rav Moshe, I'll give you a good example of that. The Gemara in Chulin Adaf Ches says that our custom is to have two knives, one for shechita and one for milchix. But the Gemara says it's a custom. It doesn't say that's us or not to have. What's the concern? The concern is that people are going to end up mixing up those sakinim. So it's not that the sakin itself is usur, but if we're going to allow people to use different sakinim, then they're going to come to Isur. So says Ramesha, so that is a din of Hanhaga. He says it's very similar to what we've learned already from the Chsam Sefer. The Chsam Sefer says that you're not allowed a kasher from fleishiks to milchiks. Is that usur? If you kashered it from fleishiks to milchiks, it's now not fleishiks anymore, but rather it's a Hanhaga. So says Ramesha, so that's the same thing of the Chacham Tzvi, it's a Hanhaga. Says Ramesha, just like we learned in the Magen Avraham, the Chacham Sefer, that you're allowed to kasher from milchiks to fleishiks b'shas hadchak, so too, b'shas hadchak, you'll be able to be matir these utensils, even according to, using the Chacham Tzvi's logic. So this is fascinating. The Chacham Tzvi himself was not matir basar v'chol, he was only matir b'pesach. But Ramesha says, but it makes sense that based on his logic, that you'd be matir b'shas hadchak. So therefore, Ramesha concludes the tshuva. He deals with Rabbi Kiva Eger's objections. And then he says, the end of the tshuva, in Chelek Gimel Simin Memvav, Nimtza she'ika shita she'inachona shel shita sachan tzvi, yesh lahatir achar yud beis chodesh, v'gam b'kli porcelain. And then he throws in another svara. And so this all starts with this Lashon of L'chatchila. Once the Mechaber said L'chatchila, so then the Pesach Tshuva quotes, Minchas Yaakov says, the Chachmei Venice went off the deep end. Chachmei Venice were matir kelim of Cheres after, that were not Eino Ben Yomo, because they said it's not L'chatchila, it's already B'dieva. That, very difficult. Amarav Kederes Pesach Yishbru. But if we're already stuck in a Shas HaTchak, and the Chacham Tzvi said that by Pesach, after 12 months, you really don't have the gzeira of an eina of Yud Beis Chodesh Atu Eina Ben Yom, which Ramesha says it does sound like a gzeira l'gzeira. Does sound like a gzeira l'gzeira. So you have to be miyashiv that. Ramesha alludes to that. But at the end of the day, he says that's true. We have such a gzeira out there. But just that gzera is a gzera of ishtamshus, that we're afraid that if people are going to be mishtamish after Yud Beis Chodesh, so that what they're going to end up doing is they're going to end up being mishtamish the toch Yud Beis Chodesh, where the tam is going to be pogum. That is actually iser. There's iser over here, but it's just the but after Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no iser at all. If there's no iser at all, so then it's just a question on hagas and shtamshus, just like the Gemara's eight said, to have two different knives for milchiks and fleishiks, that we're afraid that people are going to come to mix it up. But it's not that there's an actual iser. If you're going to use the fleishik knife for cold milk, that's not actual any iser. Memela, he says, Ramesha says, the halacha is that one could leave it for 12 months in a case of shas hadchak. Obviously, that's only in a case of shas hadchak. What's exciting to note is that it all starts with this lashon on the Shulchan Aruch, lichatchila, and what does lichatchila mean? What's the scope of b'dieved? So according to Ramosha's Havana, we understand also why this halacha is lichatchila. There is a case of b'dieved where b'shas hadchak, where the hishtamshus would be mutter. Yes, and Sal. Of the Ramosha says it. Ramosha says this is the fact that we didn't have a heter after Yud Beis Chodesh is obviously indicative of that there's another level. That's not. There's no Gemara that says it. What's Ramosha basing himself on? That the halacha is that when it comes to Yayin Nesach after Yud Beis Chodesh, Mikra Dedina, it's mutter. Why? Now, by the way, you could give other answers. You could say Yayin the Blios are not Blios Hayidei Cham. Could suggest that there we're talking about barrels. So you could give such an answer, and then the whole thing is. But the Chacham Tzvi is not starting from that point. The Chacham Tzvi is using the idea that after Yud Beis Chodesh, you could be medame to Blios. So once the Chacham Tzvi was doing it, so Ramesh and Ramesha likes it. Okay, it's yeah. Go ahead. So Ramesh is saying, you'll help me out. Is this inductive reason or deductive reasoning? Ramesh says like this, that when it comes to the halacha of no Saint Tam of Gam, we're learning in Simen Kuf Chaf Beis, no one differentiates between a year and 2 years. We also know that there's another halacha, that when it comes to Yayin Nesach, that the barrels are mutter in many instances after Yud Beis Chodesh. So how do we reconcile the two? So I would reconcile by saying that Yayin is different. That's how I would reconcile. The Yayin, the Blios work differently. But the Chacham Tzvi doesn't reconcile that way. Chacham Tzvi says, must be that really there's no time after 12 months. Then why is it that we don't aser? Because we're afraid. The moment in which we're going to allow people after 12 months, so they're going to be matir even in Eina Ben Yomo. So he says, okay, that's fine when it comes to an Eina Ben Yomo of Basar B'Challah. When it comes to Chametz and Pesach, what's your concern? So they'll be matir. So Elamaisa, he says, so therefore Chametz is going to be mutter after Yud Beis Chodesh. Says Ramesha, so what's the Chacham Tzvi assuming? The Chacham Tzvi is assuming these two tiers, that there's a second tier after Yud Beis Chodesh. Once the Chacham Tzvi is assuming that there's another tier after Yud Beis Chodesh, so then obviously Yud Beis Chodesh is an entirely different level than an Eina Ben Yomo. If it's an entirely different level, what is that level? So Ramesha's Mechadesh, that level is an Isser Ishtamshus, that we're afraid that we're going to allow people to be mishtamish. When the Isser is entirely gone, they're going to come to mix up. What are they going to come to mix up? They're going to come to mix up an Eina Ben Yomo. They're going to come to be matir an Eina Ben Yomo, where there is some Isser, even though it's Tam Pogum. By the way, we Vamevin Yomo, there are shitas that we saw that in Eina Ben Yomo is mamish. It's no Tam at all. Ramesh is assuming that there is Tam. But based on all of the above premises, that's where Ramesh builds his head there. Kim Dumani, that in America there are Rabbanim that paskin based on this. That Rabbanim say that Kli Cheres, after 12 months, B'shas HaTchak, one could be Mekel. Question: One needs Atzas Harav to decide what is Shasat Chach. What's not? Yes, Josh.
That's what I meant. That's what. How do you define Shasat Chach? Yeah. Compared to, like, has Ruba, like,
Right, right. So let's, I don't have an answer to your question, so let's learn together. Let's see what Ramesh's case was. If you take a look in the Ramesh, I think I have a direction to answer your question. Ramesh says, this is in Tavshin Chavav. He's writing to a Rav in Fort Wayne. Thank you. He says, Bidvar HaMishpacha, Shemash Yishpia Kvot HaRaso. So he's a Rav, was Mashpia on a family to become from. Shiochlu Basar, V'yeshlem Kelim Yikarim Miporcelain, Shloshim Shubem Meshach Shana. V'hu Hefzid Gadol, Hine Mitzad Hefzid Miruba,
So it sounds like Ramesha is saying it's not just that it's going to be expensive for you, but there are variables variables from the pastoral perspective that would say that maybe we want to look for a heter to make it easier for Bali Tshuva. And he does say it's Hefzid Merubah. Now, if they're Bali Tshuva that are billionaires, so then it's not going to be an issue, unless there's some type of family heirloom that has very, very strong sentimental value. That's what Ramesha is talking about. By the way, this is why Ramesha would not answer, would probably not have written this into a WhatsApp answer. In other words, because, as I've said to you in the past, that a lot of times the answer to a shaila is very particular and unique to the situation. I'll give you an example. Should I turn off the recorder? Maybe not. Maybe it's important for you to hear this. I'll give you an example that I just had lunchtime. Mom, it's just lunchtime. So, fascinating shaila. I hope you'll agree with me. You won't think that I'm crazy. Someone called me up. He said his wife is having some difficulties, and intimacy is difficult for them, and it bothers her very much. It bothers her physically, not shaving during Sefirah. That was a shaila. Should he shave? So I gave him the following answer. I told him that I thought he should shave. He's not in Gruss, because obviously if there's one guy in Gruss who's now started shaving, then it would be, I'd be a little smarter than that. But, I told him that I thought he should shave. I said, why are we knowing Sfira? Lo nagu kavod zeh bezeh. What did we learn in Shalom Bayisvad? That the Rambam writes that a person is supposed to be mechabed ishto yosar migufa. So there's mamish is a kavod. So Chazal were teaching us to be sensitive to the kavod of others. Now, would I want that for someone to say that I wouldn't even want stam the shaila in a what? I wouldn't want the shaila even in a WhatsApp group. It's so particular. Even to give you as an example, but I decided to give you as an example to show you that there's so much gray area in terms of answering a shaila, and no person is a prototypical person. There's no such thing as a prototypical person. Every single one of us has a very, very unique set of circumstances. Whatever you think is standard, I guarantee you is not standard. And that's the way, each of us has a unique neshama, each of us has a unique life history, each of us has a unique, and every one of our situations are so different. That's why I'm scared of shailas as being just the shaila and the answer. Now I realize it's very helpful. I'm not saying that it shouldn't be done, but it has to be recognized that in halacha there was another case that someone, I'll just give you another example. Maybe this is kedai to discuss these examples. Just last night, a Rebbe from an American yeshiva, not Torah Shraka, a Rebbe from American yeshiva asked me the following question, that there was, he had a boy in his shir, and there was it's a wild case. Maybe I'll leave the example off of the recording, but it doesn't, the details are actually not so relevant. It was a shayla of Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach, and it was a suffix Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach. In actually a very complicated family dynamic situation. So I told him that I thought that even though it was suffix Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach, and really the halacha would be that Chavesh Shavu of Pesach is, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, but the Chavesh Shavu of Pesach is the Arais of the Rabbanan, it's the Rabbanan. And technically, we could say Safek Chavesh Shavu of Pesach is Mutter. But in this case, I thought it was very important. There wasn't any Shalom bias issues, but the boy is from a home that they're barely sensitive to Shas Chavesh Shavu of Pesach. So I thought that you should tell the boy that there is room to be Mekel, but he should know, that I recommend that he should be Machmir. Why? Because in his situation in life, where he's becoming frumer, and he barely knew that there's anything called Chametz Shavuot of Pesach, and he didn't even realize that there were Chametz Shavuot of Pesach shailas that were dancing around him for the first 19 years of his life, aside from other shailas that were dancing around, it was kedai to tell this boy that there's room to be Mekel, but I think that you should be Machmir. Why? To create the sensitivity that there's something called Chametz Shavuot of Pesach. In his community, they don't even know that there's Chametz Shavuot of Pesach. So here's an example. Someone might disagree with him. Someone would say, tell the boy it's mutter. I thought that, first of all, I wasn't sure if we should rely. It wasn't a pashut suffix. I could tell you afterwards how complicated the suffix was. So it's a complicated suffix. And so here, chinuchi-wise, I thought that there was... So I gave you two examples. One where I was very meiko, and one where I was machmir. Both of those were taking into account where the context of what's going on. So how does one figure that out? It's just years of being amel, and then eventually you daven for siyata d'shmaya. And the most important part is shimush talmid chacham. That's by far the most important part. So now coming back to Josh's question. So the answer, I think, from Ramosha's Sheila is that Ramosha seems to be saying two things. Ramosha says, number one is that you have a hefsid gadol. Number two is you're dealing with takanas hashavim. Now, it would seem to me that Ramosha is not only saying takanas hashavim. That doesn't sound like to me that's only for Bali Tshuva, because in the Tshuva, he doesn't say, and they're Bali Tshuva. But it would seem to me it needs to be a hefsid gadol. So a hefsid gadol would mean one of two things in my mind. A hefsid gadol would mean that the family is financially challenged. It would seem to me if it's a family that's financially challenged, we could off the bat be mekel. Or if we're talking about a case in which that the people are bali tshuva, and for them, that expense might intimidate them from keeping kashrus. So then in such a case also, I think, so those would be the two variables. And we spoke about other examples of that one should be very, very sensitive of people who are, for hefsid, we see chazal was very, very sensitive. But if we're talking about a family where it's not a big issue, both financially and it's not going to affect their religiosity, it would seem to me that's kedai to be machmir.
Even in the title, it says
yefemod. So I would seem to me that there are times that the hefsid meruba could be just a tzarech gadol in of itself, like a family that it will be very, very, very helpful for them. Nowadays, dishes aren't expensive, but once upon a time, dishes were expensive. I don't know how often you'll have this, but this is a great case study. This Ramesha for Kiruv. This Ramesh is a very important Kiruv tshuva. Okay, we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem Thursday, right? Mirtz Hashem Thursday. What we're going to do Thursday is we're going to do all of Kuf Chav Beis. That's what we'll do. I'm going to photocopy for you also Tfilas Kalim. I'd like to start Mirtz Hashem. We'll start Tfilas Kalim as well.